Good morning, a Wednesday morning with our political observer, Alan Shartok. Alan, five dormitories at the dining hall at SUNY New Paltz in New York, somewhere you taught for years, and will feature Native American names instead of the town's slave-owning founders. This isn't the first time we've seen buildings changing names for these reasons.
Well, look, you have a very concerned student constituency. I was in New Orleans with my son Jonas at the time that they were taking down the statues, the Civil War statues. I believe in it. I think symbolically it's very important to do it, and sometimes you have to make these distinctions. In this case, I think it was the appropriate thing to do. Don Christian, president of New Paltz, is to be commended for leading his campus in this direction. He's always been very progressive when it comes to things like this, and he deserves a great deal of credit.
And it leads right into a discussion of the idea of immigration. When you're talking about Native Americans, we're the immigrants. And the issue of what's happening on the southern border, as President Trump seems to have retreated from the idea of closing it entirely.
Well, the thing about this guy is that he is now putting himself up against the Senate Republicans because they know losers when they see it. Look, the Democrats took the House of Representatives. There is nothing to suggest that that's not going to happen even by greater margins because Trump is the object of the election. People don't like the guy. We know that from his polls and everything else. So his base may like him, but it's the people in the middle, the independents, who will tell the story here. The Senate Republicans know that full well, and they are saying to him, no, you're not going to screw this up so that we lose this House also. Mitch McConnell, who has been nothing but subservient to this president, has made that clear when it came to health care, David. They knew they had a losing effort there. So now the Senate Republicans say we're not going to vote on health care revisions, the end of Obamacare. And that's interesting because the president says, okay, then we'll do it after the election. Then he tells the Republicans who he was talking to last night that it's a losing proposition if you don't do it and you can't ignore it. Well, what's going to happen is either way, whether it's after 2020 or before 2020, the Democrats have an issue. They haven't taken it off the table. I mean, suppose you're walking down the street and somebody says, I'm going to hit you with a meat cleaver right now, or I'm going to hit you in a meat cleaver much later on. It's all the same thing. It's the issue that is going to be helpful to the Democrats.
You think it will work? We'll pull the independents in.
I do. I think that an awful lot of people who want their kids to be on their health care until age 26, I think that there are an awful lot of people who are afraid that if they lose Obamacare or the Affordable Care Act, they will, you know, we're talking about 20 million people here. That's a lot of people. It's enough to sway an election. You know, somebody wins by a couple of points, it's regarded as a landslide in America. So, yeah, I think this is a heck of an issue.
How about Lori Lightfoot, elected Chicago mayor, Alan, becoming the first black woman to lead the city?
They have had people of color being mayor of Chicago before. They've had a woman being mayor of Chicago, but they haven't had this. It's a good sign for Americans that they're able to overcome some of these prejudices and stupidities and to do what's right. Now, the interesting thing about this candidate is that she's a progressive. She's not in the system. And the people obviously are opting to say, okay, we have this huge murder rate. We have this terrible problem in Chicago. Let's try something different. That's why I think that Bernie Sanders might have won against Donald Trump. We'll never know, of course, because he was that something different, just as Trump portrayed himself to be different. Turns out he wasn't, but that's the way that people were voting.
Something that is leaving officials bewildered and many Americans. President Trump again lashed out at Puerto Rico over federal aid after Hurricane Maria, Alan.
I have no idea what he's doing. I have no idea why he's doing it. Makes him look like the bully that he, of course, he is. You know, Puerto Rico is a part of the United States. One of his subservient guys referred to it as that country. So, again, what bullies always do is they find somebody to pick on, to make a negative example of. Look, has everything been perfect in Puerto Rico? No. The government, the Commonwealth government, hasn't distinguished itself. They're deeply in debt, but you don't kick somebody when they're down this way. And they deserve the help for picking up after hurricanes just like anybody else in this country does.
The Democrats to prepare subpoenas for the full Mueller report.
And well, they should. What's going to happen, of course, is the Republicans are going to drag their feet. It ain't going to happen. They're not going to supply the information. They're not going to comply. But the Democrats will have made the point that the President of the United States, once again, and his administration think that they are above the law. Eventually, this will go, David, to the Supreme Court, if it continues this way. And then we'll see whether the court can exercise independence, as they did in the Nixon tapes, or whether or not they're going to fall into line. We'll have to see that.
Finally, Alan, we witnessed recently the cyber attack that occurred in Albany, not only with the city, but the university. And the story I'm looking at this morning in the New York Times, the woman from China carrying a malware-infected thumb drive was arrested after gaining access to Mar-a-Lago.
Well, I have no idea what her possession of that malware drive meant other than that she might want to put it into the White House system somehow. But in any case, as she came in, she had several cell phones. She was able to get into Mar-a-Lago. Mar-a-Lago is not exactly Camp David. The people who pay initiation fees, I believe it's $1 million, can get in there. Again, there are a lot of lifted eyebrows as to whether Mar-a-Lago is an appropriate place for a president to be mixing his business and his government responsibility. Nevertheless, the fact that she got in at all is very troubling. It's almost as troubling as a president of the United States who is pulling some of the chicanery that this guy does.